Hatley Beach opened the brown envelope without noticing that the right lower corner was somewhat wadded and slightly damaged. He was opening so many personal envelopes these days, he looked only at the return address to see who and where they came from. He hadn't heard from Al Conyers in several weeks. He read the letter through without stopping, and found little if no interest in the fact that Al was using a new laptop. It was perfectly believable that his pen pal had taken a sheet of stationery from the Royal Sonesta in New Orleans and was pecking out the letter at 35,000 feet. "Wonder if he was flying first class," he asked himself. The brethren were interested in the financial conditions of all their pen pals. After he read the letter, he handed it to Finn Yarber. "Who's Conyers?" Finn asked. Beach was flipping through some files. They kept a neat folder on every pen pal, complete with the letters they received and copies of all letters they'd sent. "Don't know much," Beach said. "Lives in the D.C. area. That's his third letter, I think." From the Conyers file, Beach pulled out the first two letters. The one from December 11th read, "Dear Ricky, hello. My name is Al Conyers. I'm in my 50s. I like jazz, old movies, Humphrey Bogart, and I like to read biographies. I don't smoke and don't like people who do. Fun is Chinese takeout, a little wine, a black and white Western with a good friend. Drop me a line. Al Conyers." It was typewritten on plain white paper, the way most of them were at first. Fear was stamped between every line. Fear of getting caught, fear of starting a long-distance relationship with a complete stranger. Every letter of every word was typewritten. He didn't even sign his name. Ricky's first response was the standard letter Beach had written 100 times now. Ricky's 28, in rehab, bad family, rich uncle, etc. And dozens of the same enthusiastic questions. What kind of work do you do? How about your family? Do you like to travel? If Ricky could bare his soul, then he needed something in return. And they sent Al the same handsome photo they'd sent to the others. The picture was the bait that hooked almost all of them. 3 weeks passed. On January 9th, Trevor had delivered a second letter from Al Conyers. It was as clean and sterile as the first, probably typed with rubber gloves. "Dear Ricky, I enjoyed your letter. I have to admit, I felt sorry for you at first, but you seem to have adjusted well to rehab and know where you're going. You ask many questions about me. I'm not ready to discuss a lot of personal matters, but I understand your curiosity. I was married for 30 years, but not anymore. I live in D.C. and work for the government. My job is challenging and fulfilling. I live alone. I have few close friends and prefer it that way. When I travel, it's usually to Asia. I adore Tokyo. I'll keep you in my thoughts in the days to come. Al Conyers." Just above the typewritten name, he had scribbled the name Al with a black felt pen, fine point.